We will now convene the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate hearing for red light camera violations. I think we have any representatives who will be testifying, do we?
Yes, we do.
All right, well, those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying in this morning's proceedings. Please step forward or be sworn.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right, red light camera people, I'm going to give you my red light camera spiel. As it stands right now, the ticket you've already gotten is going to cost you $158. And because you've asked for this hearing, it's going to cost you another $50 on top of that. If I listen to what you have to say, and if I watch the video, then I could fine you up to another $200 on top of that. Now, the reason I take the time to make this speech is this red light camera evidence is usually pretty convincing. Now, for your having asked for this hearing, you'll be called up, you'll be shown the video, so you'll get one more chance to review it, and then I'm going to ask you, do you want to be heard, or do you just want to plea and be done with it? And if you plea and be done with it, then it's $158 plus the $50 because you've asked for this hearing today. If, on the other hand, you say, no, sir, I've got an argument, I want to be heard, that's fine. I'll hear you. I'm just forewarning you. You're running the risk of the fine being an additional $200 on top of what you're facing here already. And if you came down here to say, that wasn't me, I loaned my car to somebody else, my girlfriend took the keys off the nightstand, my kid snuck the car out, my dog took the car for a ride, whatever it may be, those aren't going to work. Okay, because there's already a process in place by which if your excuse was going to be that somebody else used your car, then I believe there's an affidavit that you had an opportunity to fill out that would have addressed that. And then they would have pursued whoever was actually driving the car. So I'm forewarning you of a couple things here. And the reason I'm making this effort is I would hate to see any of you paying an additional $200 for something in which you may very well be dead to rights. And we've had any number of people come here and say, well, it's my constitutional right to be heard, and you are absolutely right, and I will sit here and patiently listen. But at the end of the day, if you can't say something to me that's going to convince me that what I'm seeing isn't correct, then you're facing an extra $200. So I don't want to liken it to poker playing, but I will say that, you know, you're kind of taking a bit of a risk here. If you decide, well, you know what, I want to be heard, we'll hear you. I just want you to be fully aware of what you're facing, and I also want to try to impress upon you that the photographic evidence that we typically see here is usually dispositive. It's pretty compelling. All that having been said, first case, Sarah Goodman.
Oh, Mr. Goodfellow, could we get the approval of the minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I reviewed the minutes of our October 8, 2013 red light camera violation cases and have now approved them.
Thank you.
And executed those minutes. So now, I'm sorry. Now, our first case is Troy A. Buffalo Horn. Anyone here for the respondent? All right, not seeing a respondent. The respondent will be signed to find the sum of the $158 plus the $50 administrative fee for having requested this hearing. Are we going to wait for you to do that? Doesn't matter to me.
If no one's here on behalf of
that. I'm sorry, what did you announce? I'm sorry, Ms. Vakelja. Because he would be fined also the
$50.
Another
$50.
It's the $158.
Plus
$100. Plus
$50. Well, he'll be found guilty failure to or liable. Yes.
Right, it's the $158 plus $100. See, Mr. Buffalo Horn just got tattooed for an extra $100 and he asked for a hearing and didn't even show up. I guess he's got an extra $100 laying around.
He didn't show up right here. Thank you.
Whatever you want. All right, Carmen R. Arzon. Come on up. Please state your name and your
sword. Step up to the microphone, please, ma'am.
This is Carmen R. Arzon.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can you just hold that microphone?
I believe the officer's going to show you video for you.
Mr. Pekelch, it would be a blue Ford van.
That blue Ford van?
Yes.
Is it a slow roll through the intersection?
That's correct.
You didn't stop.
Okay, well, I thought I did. I've never had a traffic ticket.
You just saw the video. Do you want to plea or do you want to argue? If you plea, it's going to cost you an extra $50. If you argue, it could cost you an extra $200. I'm not here to deny you your constitutional right. I'm just here to tell you there's a price tag attached to that.
Okay. I accept it.
Very good. And I'm also not here to strong arm you. You're more than welcome to argue. Accepting Ms. Arzon's plea, and the amount of the fine will be $158 plus the $50 administrative fee for this morning's proceeding.
Mr. Kelcher, if I could announce as well, if there's anyone that's paying today, now we do have the mechanism for receiving that payment there at the front desk. However, that is one of our reviewers who handles that, so if they'd wait until the end of the proceeding to take care of that, she'll go out there and she'll handle taking whatever payments.
And y'all may want to consider that because if there's some snafu in payment, what happens? This goes to the DMV?
That's correct, and it would suspend their ability to obtain a tag. So you wouldn't be able to validate your tag in the future until that's resolved if you fail to take care of that.
Okay, so...
And I would expect as well that we would probably still make an effort to send it to collections.
Do we have to pay it today, or do you have
to pay it? Are you required to pay today? I don't believe with this requirement that you pay today. We just think it's a good idea that you pay today. Let me look. I believe it's 30 days. But
30 days from the date of the orders that I signed. That's when payment has to be received.
Okay.
So 30 days from today.
All right. Okay, Ms. Arzon, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Next case, Sophia Avalos.
Okay, my purse. I have to get my purse.
Sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Julian Avila.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is Sophie?
She's my wife. She placed the affidavit over line, but she placed the paperwork online that it was my fault because I was the one driving the vehicle.
And you're a stand-up guy. So you're here to take the bullet for the wife, I hope?
It was my fault, sir.
All right. Then let's show Mr. I'd love the video. Do you want to see it or not?
I don't need to. Right. Please.
Then you're conceding that you're liable.
Yes, sir.
All right. And that'll be the $158 fine plus the $50 administrative fee, and that'll be it.
The only concern I have is the citation was actually in her name. So I'll be substituting his name.
I move to substitute.
Okay. I think you would have been her name.
Her name?
Okay. So I don't know how you change the citation from
here.
UTC, so
that goes to county. Mr. Vickel, this is merely just a administrative notice. So in the manner in which we amend notices, that's really what we'd be doing. So I don't have a problem with us. If you accept the amendment, it's amending it. I think the only thing that would...
Are you going to write pay this ticket?
Yes, sir.
You paying it today?
Yes, sir.
Write it up for Sophia. Let's get it done. Let him pay. Let him go about his business.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the court either way, so it's not going to affect, have any kind of negative effect.
Okay.
And anyone else who wants to pay for someone else, you're welcome.
My 21-year-old college kid got me my red light ticket.
How did that happen?
That's a truck. Didn't keep the light from beating on until we figured it out. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
David G. Finley. Sir, could you state your name this morning?
David G. Finley.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Officer's going to show you a video. Can I assume it's that little wagon?
Yeah, it's the Blazer, I guess. It was just the second off. I guess you got me. When I was at traffic court before, they told me with my CDL that I should plead no contest so this stuff doesn't go on my CDL record. Is that...
Good news. This will never be sent to the traffic court. So this stays here at the City of Daytona Beach. As long as it's paid.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even have come today. They told me to not just pay it because it would go on my record. So.
Mr. Finley is conceding he's liable. Therefore, he'll be fined the $158 plus the $50 administrative fee.
No contest.
Okay. Can you state your name, please?
My name is Michael Smith.
Ma'am?
State your name.
Tatiana Radivanyuk.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Would you want to see your video or not?
No. We're here as administrative error on our part, and we've already talked to Mr. Jackson before the court. So I'm here to pay the fine for Ms. Tantiana, the respondent.
And, we will accept the respondent's plea as being liable, and the fine is $158 plus the $50 administrative fee.
Okay, where do we pay here?
That young lady right there. I'll
meet you up front.
Okay.
In fact, that's all of her cases. So what I announced earlier, she will be available for everyone else. If you want to make that payment, she'll be out there.
They need that order. Well, ma'am, we just need your order.
They need their order.
They need their order.
William Davidson. Please state your name and your
son. William Davidson.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. The officer's going to play your video for you. You?
No, sir.
Not you.
No, sir.
Okay, who is it?
That's my wife's. We're separated. And I don't drive her vehicle. I got a ticket before, and I paid one of her tickets that she ran a red light camera on in Daytona before. I don't live out here. We've been separated for months. And this is the second time she's done this to me. The first time I paid it. And I don't drive that vehicle. I have my own vehicle. I don't live out here no more. I live, that's her vehicle. And this is the second time she's done this. This was the first one, and I paid it.
In your name?
No, sir. She wrote that thing saying that I was driving her vehicle.
I do have a letter, I guess, or an affidavit
Mr.
Davidson. It indicates that this case was set because it was previously set for Tammy Davidson, who is the sole owner of the vehicle. Tammy Davidson filed an affidavit for allowable defense indicating that William Davidson was in care, custody, and control of the vehicle. And as a result of her affidavit, which would be the evidentiary position that the city would stand upon based upon the statute, as a result of her affidavit, that's why he was cited and he's before you today. What the statute says is that as it relates to the affidavits, if we look in at subsection 1D of the statute, it says, upon receipt of the affidavit and documentation required under the subsection or subparagraph, the government entity must dismiss the citation and provide proof of such dismissal to the person that submitted the affidavit. So based upon her submission of the affidavit, we were in a position by a statute where we're compelled to dismiss. And then, as you may be well aware, what it says regarding the affidavit itself is if the vehicle, the affidavit, they furnish an appropriate affidavit to the government entity setting forth detailed information supporting exemption, and then it further says that the government entity may file the violation on the person whom the affidavit indicates, which is what the city has done. There is no provision other than the evidentiary provision of bringing this forward on the person who the affidavit alleges, except for the consequences to the person who filed the affidavit, which is a criminal prosecution. The submission of a false affidavit is a misdemeanor in the second degree, punishable as provided in the Florida statutes as a second degree misdemeanor. So the statute provides that it's unlawful if it is indeed. I don't know if our officers want to take a report and rely upon it. I don't know what evidentiary reliance we have what we have right now is just one statement from an individual who says this was the person in custody control. There's no argument or debate as to the question of whether or not the vehicle went through a red light. I don't think anyone has made an argument to suggest that the vehicle did not go through the red light. And so our question would be left to remain to ask who would be the person deemed responsible, the person who swore that it wasn't them or the person who was on the registration as the owner of the vehicle, because the person they indicated now is swearing it's not him.
Okay, so the ex-wife's the owner of the vehicle?
Yeah, well, we're still married.
The registration only has her as of right now. I don't know what it was at the time of as of August of 2013, but as of this date, she is the only name on the registration.
I don't even drive that vehicle.
What was the date of the citation?
August 14th, 2013. And Tammy Davidson is the only one listed, and I'll see if I see an update. Issue date, August of 18 of 2012.
The time, by any chance?
Here's the thing they sent in the mail.
The time of the violation? Yes, it does. 4:57 p.m.
So where were you on 4? I feel like Where were you?
We've been separated. We got married in May out here. We've been separated since July.
Question was, what was the date of the violation again?
August 14th, 2013 at 4:57 p.m.
So where were you August 14th
at 4:57 p.m.? In Polk County.
Doing what?
With my father.
Well, someone's lying here, and quite frankly, I'd rather root out the liar than just let it go. So
This ain't the first time. I mean, this has been ongoing with her. Like I said, I paid one before. And this was back in May. And I don't drive her vehicle.
Okay, but you're still married.
We're still married, yes, sir.
I assume you're separated.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been separated?
Since July.
Mr. Kelchuk, one solution, or one thought at least, is that we can summons, at least. We generally have administrative power under 162, and at least the review authority in the statute is a 152 authority. Most of everything regarding the statute falls within the traffic section of the statutes that provides also as a penal authority. So we can require her to come as a witness, summons her as a witness for this proceeding, and continue it to the next meeting.
So here's what we do.
Meeting.
Why don't we continue this matter to when's our next meeting?
December 10th.
To our December 10th, 2013 meeting. And we will summon your wife, and we will expect to see you as well. And I'll hear both of you giving your explanations as to who was occupying this car on August 14th at 4:57 p.m. And as you tell me, and I'm going to take your word for it for now, that you write it down, and I bring you some evidence to that effect, because I'd say that might be pretty compelling. And if I find out that somebody's falsified an affidavit or that somebody's lied here in this proceeding, then I'll deal with it appropriately. So, that having been said, we will see you as well as your wife on December 10, 2013 at our next red light conference.
We're not allowed to have no contact with each other. As far as there's an injunction.
Well, you know what? Get together with our attorney here and figure out how we can sit you somewhere and sit her somewhere, because we'll get to the bottom of who's lying. That, to me, is real important.
Yes, sir, I agree.
So, if need be, we'll make arrangements with our city attorney or our secretary to just sit you in another room. If we need to run her out and run you in, then that's what we'll do.
All right.
Let me emphasize here, right now, you're the one on this citation. And so if you don't show up, then by default, you'll be the one held liable.
So on the 10th, I got to be back here at 10:30.
Absolutely. Because, you know, this is sort of a procedural thing. Right now, William Davidson is the only one that this case is against.
I understand.
So if you don't show, then you lose by default.
I understand, yes, sir.
Okay, so my point is, don't take anything for granted. Don't assume she could show up here ready to spill her guts, but if you're not here, that's a default by you, and we don't go any further than that.
How do I evidence the where or where I was at? Something.
Somebody who can attest that they were that you were with them on or about.
Because my father's disabled. I mean, I was at his home at the time. I mean,
affidavit.
Have him write something.
Have him write something up. Get it sworn before a notary.
Alrighty.
See you December 10th.
Do we get to get paperwork?
I'll have to mail it to you. I'll have to prepare an order for continuance and then.
Okay. Can I give you my address?
Yes.
Do you know the address?
No.
I don't know the address.
Oh, okay.
We just move it.
If you don't hear from us, because you want to make sure you hear, you can contact our office as well. That's Ms. Hampton over there.
Okay. Thank you.
You can come up.
Very good. Junior DeForge.
Can you state your name, please, sir?
Junior DeForge.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, Mr. DeForge, let's look at your video.
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
The yellow cab there.
Okay.
You can see it's red right now, and it'll run its way through again.
Oh, was that the same one I saw a minute ago that just made a continuous turn?
Yes.
Okay.
The yellow one, your post.
All right. That's the slow roll through the red light. Did you want to fight that or plead with it?
Is that illegal?
Pardon?
Is that illegal to turn around?
It is.
So.
It's supposed to come to a complete stop before the stop bar before commencing your right hand turn. I'll assume that's a plea on your part. I find Mr. DeForge liable, and we'll fine him the $158 for the traffic ticket plus the $50 administrative fee.
Rachel Ann Hoyt. Yes.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you must provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alright, let's look at your video.
Looking for red Chrysler CV.
Oh, yeah.
Right through that stoplight?
Mm-hmm. Just give me my ticket. I'll go pay it.
Alright, I think Ms. Hogue has just acknowledged that she's liable. And with that, there will be the $158 fine plus the $50 administrative fee.
All right, now, please give me a paper.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Kana P. Lassiter. Anyone for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent. The respondent will be found liable and fined the sum of $158 plus the $100 administrative fee. Next, Con Q. Lay.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Did you state your
name, please,
sir?
Hi, Lee.
You tell me swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Not the same each video.
A white Toyota utility vehicle. One in the bay.
That's the slow roll through the red light?
Yes, sir. White Toyota.
Okay. Did you want to contest that?
My question for you, right? So when we just make it, when I take your turn, it's still when my make the turn is still yellow light. So it's just when the vehicle turn is turn red light. So we have 1 second to react. How can we stop it? Well, with 1 second to react to red.
Well, usually these photographs are taken before the stop bar. So
because any, yeah, if you can see, please see the video one more time. Because right when my car turn in the right, it's still in the green yellow light. So when the vehicle just make a turn, the red light come up. So we have 1 second to react. So how can we react? Can you take it one more time before I see just?
I'll look at it all day long if you want.
Right, so 1 second to react. So.
You got to stop. When that light turns red, that means you have to stop. You should have slowed down to the yellow light if the clock coming. Go ahead and show them one more time to stop at this time.
Red light. You're still on this side of the stop bar. I know a healthy young guy like you has got the perception and the reaction time to stop that car before that stop bar.
Okay, I accept to pay make a payment, but be honest with you, when we do study in the school for the, I'm an engineer transportation too, so we have some kind of, they have 2 seconds to react for the red light and that. So
well,
but I take
that.
Okay.
Yellow light right there in front of your face is kind yes. of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Warning.
Yes, correct. Yes, warning.
That
so we slow down.
You're supposed to be taking your foot off the gas, putting it on the brake because the next thing that's going to happen is a red light.
That's correct. You're right. Yes. So when we slow it down, so it means we all right.
Okay. So finding right. you liable. The ticket's $158 plus the $50 administrative fee. Kim G. Mitchell.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Can you say your name, please?
Kim Gatson Mitchell.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, let's take a look at your video.
Yeah, this is my son's car, so I like to see it.
I assume it was that Mustang?
The Chevy.
No, he has a Chevy Impala.
The friendly.
That one right there.
Is he braking? Can you roll it so I can see?
I'm stopping it for you to show you.
Oh, okay.
Before the stop bar.
Okay. Okay, it's yellow. And then you see his brake light. Okay, I see. But he, okay, I'm saying that I see it. I see that it's yellow. Just play it. Okay, he didn't stop. Okay. I bought that car for my son when he graduated from school, and he's in college now, so he's in Chicago. And I'm accepting the plea. I want him to pay it, so he'll come home on Christmas break. Can I get a 45-day extension instead of 30? Mm-hmm. I'll make him pay it.
Well, I appreciate the effort, but unfortunately, I think the statute's pretty clear. All right, so I'm going to find Mom liable.
Yeah, Mom. I'm sending him money now.
$158 plus $50 for the administrative fee. I guess you'll just have to take it out of him yourself.
So I have to pay it within 30 days? He won't be home until the end of December.
It's kind of a requirement. I don't know if there's any lapse.
There's no extension. That's why I offered a court day to try and pull it out until he comes back. That's why I wanted to extend it out. Because if I pay it, I won't get it back. I want him to pay it.
I think you wouldn't be able to renew the registration until it's paid.
Well, my birthday's in a couple weeks, so I'll be renewing it then in November.
But if you're not trusting him to pay, then why should we trust him to pay?
Oh, he's going to pay. But if I pay, you know, y'all have kids, you're going to get it back. But
once you sound liable, it goes in 30 days, then it becomes uniform traffic citation. It's not paid in 30 days, correct?
That's incorrect.
I think it's, no. Never. Once they request a hearing here, it won't ever go to UTC. Right?
That's correct.
Well, I didn't understand that. What did you say?
What just is clarifying, nothing we concerned with as far as the traffic ticket.
Okay.
Other than the notification to the DMV that will prevent him from renewing his, or you.
Yeah, everything's in my name, yeah.
So it will prevent you from renewing your tag.
Okay.
So if it's not paid, that's what would happen. After 30 days, we'd probably initiate collection process here at the city.
Okay.
Initiate collections.
Okay, so I'm going to be renewing next week before my birthday, so then that'll take me to next year, but I'll pay it. I'll pay it in 30 days. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Jacqueline E. Morris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Jacqueline Elizabeth Morris.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you've provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look at your video.
Just got to be the laws of an attorney.
You know, white Mazda.
That white Mazda that just went through there?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's my husband, and I'm here to pay for him. So.
All right, very good. Find the respondent liable, and the fine will be $158 plus the $50 administrative fee.
May I ask a question as well? I did fill out the affidavit, and when I called to ask if I should send the affidavit or request a court hearing, they advised me to come or ask for the court hearing. I even still have the affidavit notarized and everything because it wasn't me driving, and I didn't want to give my husband's name because I knew it would have came out of our checking account eventually. Is there any way to avoid that $50 administration cost because I was advised to come instead of just sending the affidavit?
You were advised to... Okay, you had the affidavit, but you didn't submit it because...
Because it would have just come into my husband's name and he would have been standing here instead of me. And it would have come out of our checking account anyways. Does that make sense?
Mr. City Attorney, I guess what you're suggesting is somebody told you needed to bring it to be here?
No. What I'm suggesting is that I wouldn't have asked for a court hearing if I would have had to just pay the $158 anyway. Because what I'm saying is that wasn't me driving, but...
So why didn't you pay the $158?
Because... Well, that's what I was asking them, because...
Did you want to switch it to him? Was that your fault?
Yes. I was going to, since he was driving, I was going to just switch it to him. Because when I said I didn't want... Yeah. No, I mean, when I asked, should I send an affidavit, or, because it wasn't me driving, should I send the affidavit or not, I didn't want to obviously give my husband's name, because it was going to come out of our checking account anyways.
But see, that's the problem, because you didn't want to give your husband's name, the affidavit would not have been accepted.
Okay, well, and that's, so if I didn't, or I didn't send an affidavit because I didn't have information appropriate for the affidavit.
Right, and that was the reason why I told you why you wouldn't want to come to the hearing, because the affidavit would...
Okay, that was my question. I understand. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Monica A. Rice. You please state your name for the record to be sworn?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Monica A. Rice.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Ms. Rice, let's take a look at your video. The Toyota convertible there?
Yes.
All right. Did you want to contest that? Or are we acknowledging?
I'd like to contest it.
You want to contest it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm from California. I have my license and my registration in California. And California has no such law where I was not aware of the fact that I was not allowed to do what I did.
You didn't think you had to stop before commencing?
No, they let you make a right turn on red anytime.
Pardon?
They let you make a right turn on red anytime, and I had 8 years with absolutely no tickets like this at all. And you can check that.
Don't doubt it. I don't know.
But see, I don't understand your laws.
Right on red without having to stop.
We do it all the time.
Where? In California?
Yeah.
Here.
Well, I understand that now. And now I know you have the traffic thing and everything, but I didn't know that when it happened.
Actually, California has red lights. I mean, I don't know.
They don't have these. No, they don't have these machines. No, they don't. Not where I was. Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm
okay. Not where I was in Santa Cruz.
In fact, they have a matter that's before the Supreme Court right now regarding them, so I know that.
Okay, well, not where I was.
All right, well, okay, I'm finding you liable, finding you the sum of the $158, and we'll go ahead and leave the administrative fee at $50.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Consider intrastate cooperation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I second you can give you your word. Some that lives near you.
Boulder Creek.
That's 10 miles
where I
lived.
Yeah.
I was
smack
in the middle of the street.
He's
here visiting. Oh, really? All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Cleon L. Smith. Anyone here for the respondent? I'll find this Mr. Smith liable and find him the $158 traffic fine plus the $100 administrative fee. Randy N. Turner.
Nicole Turner.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Turner, let's take a look at your video.
This is going to be the black car by the turning lane.
That night.
Well, I commend you for slowing. We should stop. you wanting to contest that, or?
No.
All right, then I find Ms. Turner liable, and we will find her the $158 traffic fine plus the $50 administrative fee.
Thank you.
U.S. Transportation Leasing Company, LLC.
Randy Burnett for the respondent, Your Honor. Good morning. Have with me driver Jim France, if you'd be sworn.
James C. France.
Raise your hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
So there's a video. Dodge truck that did the slow roll through the intersection?
In the turn, yes.
Okay. Random? I say the.
Jeff, my bad, your crush.
The question for the court is whether the respondent made a right turn in a careful and prudent fashion. And I would submit that the statute that's applicable is actually 316.0083. And I think this point has been conceded by the city, because in the notice of violation, the reviewer, if I can find it here, has stated, here it is. If the vehicle was making a right-hand turn, I further state that such vehicle was not being operated in a careful and prudent manner. And so, therefore, I would submit in the review of this, and Mr. France is here to testify, that he indeed was southbound on Nova Road and did look to the left onto George Ingram Boulevard, seeing the traffic had not started, did make a right-hand turn in a careful and prudent fashion. And I think that it is substantiated by the fact that if you look at the video, when he has completed his turn, the traffic that would be westbound on Fairview had not actually started into the intersection yet. You notice the turn is completed before the traffic that's on the westbound George Ingram even starts into the intersection.
So if I understand your argument, it's no harm, no foul.
It's in compliance with the statute.
What said the city?
Your Honor, the issue here is not whether or not he turned in a prudent or careful manner, but the issue here is whether or not he stopped when that traffic light was red. And if there was an issue at all, the issue would revolve around statutory construction. If we continue to read, we would see that the most recent amendment to the statute, which is a clarifying statement in the amendment, says a notice of violation and a traffic citation may not be issued under this section. The driver of a vehicle came to a complete stop after crossing the stop line and before turning right if permissible at a red light. In interpreting statute, as far as for statutory construction, one of the canons of statutory construction says that a statutes, plain and ordinary meaning must control unless this leads to an unreasonable result or result clearly contrary to legislative intent. It's clear that the statute, Chapter 316.0083, its intent is to prohibit the vehicle passing through a red light once the light is turned red. That requires a stop. To interpret that prior language to conclude that it allows someone to drive through and not stop would be contrary to the statutory intent, the legislative intent of the statute. A more reasonable reading would be that when this statute says may not be issued for failure to stop at a red light if the driver is making a right turn in a careful and prudent manner at an intersection where right turns are permissible, a better reading or a more reasonable reading would be to look at it as an intersection similar to the intersection at eastbound ISB and Scott Mars. The types of intersections where you have an island that separates, where there's a right-hand turn that is allowed because it's not controlled by the traffic signal ahead, but it's a separate and independent turn. This is not the situation at this intersection or any of the intersections where red lights are, and would not be a reasonable interpretation. So that being said, the proper interpretation should be just as it indicates in the as it indicates with the language that followed the language pointed out by Mr. Burnett, that the that language indicates, one, a clear indication of the intent of the statute that a stop occurs first before someone proceeds. And so even where it says proceeding in a prudent manner, that's something that happens after the stop. And in this case, he failed to stop, therefore he should be found liable.
I assume this was a notice of violation, since it's titled Notice of Violation. It may not be issued for failure to stop. He failed to stop at a red light. It was red. If the driver's making a right-hand turn, he was. Careful and prudent manner. I'll come back to that one. At an intersection, it was, where right-hand turns are permissible. No one has suggested right-hand turns weren't permissible. What is 316.0741 and 316.0751? Since it's discussed in this paragraph as well.
Those are statutes that provide for requirement to stop at a traffic signal.
Yes, the 74 number, Judge, is just a general, you have to obey traffic signals. And the 075 section has, in fact, I think that's from where Tony was reading before about the requirement of stopping before commencing the right turn.
Well, first off, does the city want to be heard on whether or not this turn was conducted in a careful and prudent manner?
Sure. The mere fact that, if we were to look at it again, the mere fact that he continued in, without a stop, that alone would not be prudent nor careful. Where there is a traffic device that instructs a driver for driver safety, and someone elects to ignore or fail to obey that traffic device, then that wouldn't be prudent and it wouldn't be safe. Among the things that could be at risk is someone, perhaps a bicyclist riding one direction or another, or a pedestrian who was not completely through the crosswalk. There's a lot of good reasons why someone should stop when the light changes, and merely because they didn't see someone, that's typical of the situation, that's why we call them accidents. Merely because they didn't see someone is not a basis to say that them proceeding without obeying the traffic device would be safe or prudent. But on the contrary, would be both unsafe and imprudent.
Well, this language is troubling. That's all there is to it. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
And it creates some aspect of ambiguity because you do have two ways that someone can approach and have the same checklist that you just went through, that they can come to an intersection where right-hand turns are permissible, and it can be intersections more clearly defined as those that have a separate, independent right-hand turn. And that would then make this statute make sense, and it would reconcile that which would seem to be confusing and would be consistent with the canon of statutory construction.
How do you get around this language?
May I approach it? I don't have an extra copy of this, so I'll see.
Okay. I have one.
I think the city in its pleadings has put this clearly into issue because the finder, the reviewer, has made a statement that if the right-hand turn was being made, it was not being made in a careful and prudent manner. So I think they put that statutory language directly at issue before this court.
But it doesn't, none of that eliminates it. It also recognizes that the motor vehicle is operating in violation of 316.074 sub 1 or 316.075 sub 1, still acknowledging the requirement to stop first. So the statement of whether or not, in fact, we had those examples up there. We've had a number of vehicles today that we saw where the light was, it wasn't a measure of whether someone was beating the change of the light. The light was red well before they came to the light. And what it addressed was not someone making that decision at the time the light changed, but someone seeing that it's a red light ahead and still driving straight through and making a decision that has nothing to do with the change of the light.
Well, you're arguing that there's a presumption. By having run the light, you failed to conduct yourself in a careful and prudent manner. I understand that. Now, this language is sitting here, right here, in a state statute that specifically refers to 0741 and 0751C1. And it almost suggests that any number of folks who are here today who did the, what I call, the slow roll through the stop sign may have thought they were conducting themselves in a careful and prudent manner. I don't know. But I guess my problem is how do you get around this language to begin with? Notice of violation may not be issued for failure to stop at a red light if the driver is making a right-hand turn in a careful and prudent manner at an intersection where right-hand turns are permissible. Now, I know when you come down the Seabreeze Bridge, you're not allowed to turn right onto Beach Street. It says no right turns on red or something like that. No one's suggesting that was the case at this intersection. So I guess the problem I'm having here is there some interpretation of this statute somewhere that tells me this is something other than what I'm reading?
There's none that I'm aware of. There's various jurisdictions that have interpreted it differently, but I mean, in both directions, prior to this additional language that was added,
again, we're left to have to, we can't step into the shoes of the legislature, but we can recognize that the legislature came and dealt with an issue of vehicles coming to a red light and making a turn. And so they amended and modified the statute as recent as this last, I guess it was July, in which they put language to address what should occur when a car or vehicle reaches a red light. They were being penalized for going across the stop bar, acknowledging that a stop should occur, but what they clarified was that, okay, don't cite them when they roll across the stop bar as long as they have stopped. Once they've stopped, they can go across the stop bar and go to the corner and now finish the turn. But they have to stop first. And so that was the clarification that came to the statute. There's no suggestion anywhere in this statute that you don't have to stop.
Judge, the statute I presented to the court was printed today from the state website of the state statutes, and is a fundamental right of any citizen to be able to read statutes and determine what behavior is or is not permissible. And this statute states without question that the citation may not issue for failure to stop if the driver is making a right hand. I'm not going to repeat all this.
That would be contrary to all intent of that statute. Every aspect of the whole statute that's read is a statute to prevent people from running red lights. And to presume that this one place, it's okay to just run the light and ignore all other, traffic devices and run the light would be contrary to the whole statute. And it's not consistent with general statutory construction. The section you had asked to see, I believe Mr. Barnett had a copy and he was going to provide that, 316.074 and 075. I don't know if you still wanted to see that. I'd ask if he can provide that to you. I don't think I have a copy with me.
Question: a lot of decisions that have been made already, and I understand. I hear your argument. I don't know if I understand it. I can read the statute just like you read it. We have language that follows that I don't quite understand what, if any, intent or purpose it serves. I am particularly interested in hearing from the city. A reasoned opinion as to why it is this language should be ignored. I'll give you time to do that if you want. And the reason I would suggest everyone go to the effort is because I've already found a lot of people alive that are doing as much, if not less. And that's kind of troubling. So, is there anything else you wanted to say on that? I'm going to tell him to submit a memorandum to me, like in 10 days, explaining to me why it is. And I'm telling you where I'm coming from. You know, this language says you can slow roll your way through a red light just as long as you can do it safely. And not at an intersection that specifically says don't turn right on red. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's just black and white. And I've seen it before and probably looked away intentionally. But all that having been said, if you want to give me some sort of authority or your interpretation, I'll be happy to hear it. Otherwise, I'll make a ruling right now.
I'll be happy to bring you, not that I know of anything out there, but I'll be happy to bring you
I don't understand this language. I don't understand why it's here. And it would seem to contravene just about everything. You know, there's also in the statutes regarding stopping your red lights.
And that's the whole reason why I
turned... The California rule, which we were just educated on a little while ago.
Which is probably not real correct. It's so, the same presumption that's going here.
I'm going to give you 10 days to send me whatever you want, then I'm going to make a decision. You want to submit anything or rest on what you've already presented?
I mean, this is almost like the game of poker. I mean, the cards don't change after they're dealt. And the language says what it says. I know of no case authority that says one way or the other.
Well, it's so diametrically, the language does say what it says, but it's so diametrically opposed to every other thing that's before us that I guess I'm looking for some clarification, because if at the end of the day the city comes back and says, I got nothing more to offer than what that says right there, then I guess from here on out, I look at all these red light cases and I start micro-analyzing slow rules through red lights to determine whether or not that was a carefully prudent man.
Yep.
Unless you're going to sit there and tell me, oh no, that's not the way this gets interpreted. You've got to continue reading on. There's other statutes that are incorporated by reference. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and start trying
to... No, obviously, I'll make what those arguments as necessary. But there is no...
But you're talking about a dramatic shift in what we do here. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to it. You want to respond again, or are you done?
I hate to give up a chance to respond.
If you want to submit anything, all right, well, let's do it this way. 10 days, I'll hear from anybody who wants to send me anything at all.
Fair enough.
Sounds fair.
I'm familiar with your argument. You want to rest on it, so be it. I think I pretty well understand it, but I don't want to foreclose you from submitting anything you want. But I'm particularly interested in the city, if you will, explaining how I deal with that.
Certainly.
And then I'll issue a ruling. Will I be liable or not liable? And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Rickham, did you want to issue just a written ruling, or do you want to continue until the next meeting and reconvene and announce your ruling?
What's y'all's pleasure?
Well, we just make our submissions. You make your ruling. We get it in the mail, and we go from there.
I'll submit my ruling to the secretary. Secretary will go from there.
I just didn't know a public meeting wise that would be problematic.
Oh, either one. No.
All right, well then, like I said, what I'll do is I'll defer a ruling for the time being. I'll give the parties 10 days to submit anything they want me to take into consideration as far as their respective interpretations, and then I'll make my ruling on that basis.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, Judge.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, do we have any other miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? If not, we're adjourned.